Hello, welcome to a podcast with Chris Enns, your daily-ish audio show from my mouth to your ears, which sounds really disgusting, but it's kind of true. This is a show that I've been sort of thinking about doing for a while, and it's more of a, not so much for you guys, whoever happens to listen, but more to just push myself in this medium of podcasting that I enjoy doing, to try and just, like I'm doing right now, come up with a conversation and a topic and talk off more or less off the top of my head. I have some discussion topics and some ideas and things that I've been sort of thinking about, but kind of just a bit of verbal diarrhea, as it were, to continue the disgusting metaphor I started with. So it aims to be about like 10 minutes or less, definitely not any longer than that. Most likely will be solo, just me and myself. But who knows? We'll see where it goes. Or if it even goes anywhere. That's the thing. I have a bad history of starting these kinds of things, spending hours setting up a website, registering a domain, those kinds of things, only to let it die on the vine, fizzle out, to use Chase Reeves and Company's fizzle.co business brand marketing site tagline. But still, I keep at it, keep trying it. There's nowhere to go but up when you constantly kill your side projects all the time. You should always add a new one. So in the midst of, as I'm recording this, we're Adam Clark, Tim Smith, and I, and myself, and a few other folks are developing and setting up goodstuff.fm, new podcast site that we're building, a CMS that's being built for it. Developing, you know, branding and all that kind of stuff, as well as a vision for what it's going to be and processes for how people can get their show on there and all that kind of stuff. And in the midst of that, I still feel like the need to start yet another podcast, set up a new domain. I'd registered podcast.ca, so that's pdcst.ca. I have a thing for killing vowels, I guess, in addition to killing side projects. And I'd registered a while ago during a discussion on the intellectual radio program, a show that I do with Adam Clark and Tim Smith, and which will be moving to goodstuff.fm. But for right now, as of this recording, is on sskTN.com. And so I'd registered TERP and or registered podcast.ca. I should register TERP. It's probably registered already. Podcast.ca, just as a half joke, half serious thing of, hey, that's kind of a neat domain to pair with sskTN, but not really sure where it was going to go and what I was going to use it for, as usual, with most of us who register domains for no real reason. Various ideas of maybe it'd be a podcast training site where, you know, a membership thing, that kind of stuff. And maybe it will be eventually, who knows. But for now, it's the home of this show. I'm going to be using it as a bit of a digital playground for messing around with WordPress and PowerPress. That's the podcasting plugin I use. The theme right now is the Automatics default WordPress theme in 2014. Set up with a child theme and just kind of to play with that as well. And not, you know, with a site like SSKTN and eventually Good Stuff, obviously there's less opportunity for me to just mess around because you're going to screw up a whole bunch of people's stuff when you do that. A whole bunch of shows, a whole bunch of feeds, all that kind of stuff gets messed up if you start messing around with bigger sites. And so this is kind of like a return to just a simple, quick and easy show, I guess. But it's harder because I don't have anybody to fill in the space, the empty air space. So that's what the show is. That's where it came from. And my thought today is something that I was thinking about the other day is just with podcasting in general, as it's this, you know, it's still relatively new. It's been around obviously for quite a while now, but it still is a relatively new medium to create in. And it's kind of like a, often it can be used in place of a medium that was previously fairly popular, which is blogging and writing and setting up a website and writing a blog. And now more and more people, instead of doing that, they'll use Twitter maybe for their writing form, writing out thoughts in 140 characters or less. But then they'll use a podcast for longer form discussion and what have you. So, and I'm just curious. I've been thinking about this, and it's certainly easier in theory to just turn on the mic or turn on the software, the GarageBand, the Logic, whatever you use, hit record, and just like I said, verbal diarrhea dump from your brain into the recording software and then hit publish, export and publish it without having to sort of make sure you're spelling words correctly, make sure you're even using proper grammar, make sure the thoughts even make sense, assuming you publish, and you know, in this case, like this episode, assuming I actually publish this somewhere. And whereas blogging, you know, it allows for editing and running it past people a little easier, and corrections, and a bit more refining of the thoughts that you have, and typically writing them out. For me, anyways, if I write out a blog post, I'll realize maybe this idea isn't that great, and maybe again, podcasting, you can use a similar process, I guess, where by the end of this show, I could possibly think that it's not really that great, and I shouldn't be publishing this. So we'll see. If you hear this, then I've made that decision. You can judge it for yourself, obviously. But for example, someone like a John Gruber, let's say a daringfireball.net, and you know, pick your example from your own internet circles. But he's a writer, blogger. That's what sort of got him his audience and his prominence, certainly. And then he added a podcast to his sort of publishing empire, if you will. Initially over at 5x5, now it's done through Mule Radio. But either way, it's basically Daring Fireballs, as he said, Daring Fireballs audio commentary, in the same way like a DVD has audio commentary from a director. But does he blog less because he fleshes out some ideas? Or I don't know if it's fleshing. Like, I guess that's the two arguments. He's fleshing out ideas on the podcast, maybe in audio form, that then he goes and writes more about because he's inspired by the conversation he has. Or does he have the conversation with whoever, you know, a guest, Mark Arment or whoever, have that discussion and then doesn't feel a need to blog it out and sort of get it out of his head in the same way that he used to because he has the podcast medium to get that out into the world. And I'm not saying this is one or the other. It's not like we can't have both, and that because, nor am I saying that because he's podcasting, the world is suffering in his writing and, you know, woe is us or whatever. But just whenever there's a new medium, a new thing, especially with technology, we are very reluctant to, as a society anyways, and especially those of us involved in tech, very reluctant to look at the drawbacks of this new thing. We just kind of grab onto the positive and the flashy and the new. And as a podcaster, I just feel like sometimes maybe just stepping back and questioning that. But by the same token, it's what I'm doing here. Like I had recorded an audio thought, an idea just in using on my iPhone, the voice memo app, and just using that to record as I was just driving down this thought of like, what's the drawbacks of podcasting versus blogging? And so rather than, I was initially thinking I'd blog it, but then I thought, well, that might be an interesting topic for this podcast thing that I'm trying to do. And so here we are. So I'm curious what your thoughts are. Leave a comment on the site if you like. Hit me up on Twitter. iChris is my Twitter handle. There'll also be a newsletter that I'll do as part of this, or I'm already doing a newsletter sort of for podcasters. I think I might incorporate it with this. I'm not sure. We're still fleshing it out. We being me. So this is episode one of a podcast with Chris Enns. Thank you for listening. I'm trying to stick to my 10-minute window. I don't know how long my outro text here will be. So as of right now, it's around 9 minutes, less than a minute going to go. You can find me, like I said, on Twitter, iChris on Twitter, pdcst.ca/1 is where you'd find this episode. And I invite you to subscribe. Hopefully it gets into the iTunes podcast listing service soon, assuming I publish this. And thank you for listening. Have a great day.